Welcome to lesson number one for meetings. Now, meetings have become really, really important. As you know, over the last few years, we've had the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of people going to Zoom meetings and other types of video conferencing more than ever before. But again, meetings are nothing new to the business world. We have meetings all the time. Some are maybe more formal than others. Maybe some are 5 minutes with our team very quickly. Sometimes you have a two-hour meeting with people from overseas. Whatever the case may be, the core principles and the core learnings are the same. Okay, so we want to make sure we practice and get down these lessons very nicely and very fluently so that you can participate in meetings with confidence. Okay, that is our goal here for this section. Now, as we always talk about, study, practice, perform. In this lesson, we're going to do our study phase. We're going to learn some language actions along with some example expressions that you can use. And for meetings, of course, typically we think of two different roles. We think of being a leader of the meeting, so the person who is conducting or facilitating the meeting. And the other role would be if you are a participant in the meeting. So for this lesson, we're going to focus more on the participant side because I think that's where most of us are going to be right away. And then later on, we'll get to the facilitator point, the facilitator side, if I can spit out my English language here. So we're going to practice with participant first, and then facilitator will be later. And so again, we're going to break it down into specific language actions. We're going to do three separate lessons because there are a lot of things to go over, all very important. But again, once we get these down as a participant, you will be very, very confident and you will be participating in very important meetings in no time in English, of course. So let's get on to our first three language actions. All right. The first thing we want to do is one of the most important things that we need to do in any kind of meeting and in life, but we'll focus on meetings now for business, is how to make a suggestion. So how do we do that? Oh, also one more thing for this lesson. We're going to practice two examples for each language action. We're going to practice one that's more direct and one that's more indirect. Now, keep in mind, because I always have students who always start to get a little bit nervous or a little bit flustered at this point, because when you think of direct, we think of that as bad and indirect as good. No, it's not the case. Okay? It's just a different way of presenting yourself, because sometimes we do need to be a little more direct, which we would call assertive, right? We need to be more, have a little bit more strength in our statement rather than indirect. And sometimes we want to be more polite. We want to be indirect. So use both of these. One is not better than the other, but you may need each of these at some point. Okay, so let's practice both ways. And so you can have them in your head, both of them, ready to go. All right, so let's practice making a suggestion. Okay, so the first phrase is, I think we should, and then your suggestion here. I put D there to be more direct. And so this is a very direct way of giving a suggestion. So let's do one example. Okay, so again, think of something that you would want to suggest in a business meeting. Okay, I'll just use any example here. And we'll get more practice in our practice section later. Okay, here's one simple example. I think we should cut costs. Okay, please repeat after me. Okay, one more time. I think we should cut costs. Okay, wonderful. Good job again. Just fill in your suggestion there. And if you have your own suggestions or your own ideas, that's really good to list them there. And again, remember, we're going to use a verb here. So whatever that suggestion is, whatever the plain version of that verb is, we're going to use that right there. So I think we should cut costs. Okay. Now, what's a more indirect way we can make a suggestion? Do you have one? Here's my example. Okay, so it might be a good idea to, in your suggestion. So again, the I here is to show indirect. Okay. So So let's use our same example. Cut costs. So let's use this one. Please repeat after me. It might be a good idea to cut costs. Okay, very good. One more time. It might be a good idea to cut costs. Okay, excellent. Good job. All right, so these are two ways where you can make a suggestion, one that's direct, one that's more indirect. Okay, so use these phrases when you want to make a suggestion. All right, let's move on to our next language action. Our next language action is, again, something that you need in everyday life, but again, especially for meetings, and that is how to agree. Okay, how to agree with someone or how to agree with an idea. So let's practice a direct way of agreeing and also an indirect way of agreeing. Here we go. All right, very basic, very standard, but again, a very direct phrase, I agree. Okay, so you don't need to be fancy here. If you do like someone's idea, you can say that very simply, oh, I agree. Now, maybe you want to say a particular person, okay? So you can say, I agree. Okay, with that person. So let's say Jen. Okay. Oh, I agree with Jen. Okay, very good. One more time. I agree with Jen. Okay, so maybe Jen made a suggestion that you thought was a good idea. Okay, so that's how you can agree. Again, you just need the very simple, I agree, or again, if you want to add someone in there, you can as well. That's a very direct way of agreeing with someone. Okay? Let's talk about an indirect way of agreeing. So maybe you're not quite sure you're kind of leaning towards agreement, but you're not quite sure. So you might want to use a more indirect way. All right, so again, maybe someone made a suggestion and then you want to respond with this. I believe that might work. Okay, one more time. I believe that might work. Okay, great job. So as you see, of course, the phrase I believe, which shows that you're giving your own idea, and then might work. Okay, so might, of course, is a very softening word there. To make this an indirect way of agreeing. So you might have a little bit of hesitation, but for the most part, you agree. So that is how to, oops, sorry, I forgot to write our little I there. Okay, so just to be clear, so that's a more indirect way of showing agreement. Okay, is that clear? All right, let's move on to our next language action. Can you guess what it is? Of course, the third language action today is how to disagree. The opposite of agree, obviously, right? So we want to be able to do that directly, but also indirectly. So how do we disagree with someone? So this is, again, very straightforward. Of course, I disagree. Okay, no problem, right? Well, again, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, well, that's... It's quite, we don't want to disagree with anyone. Well, of course, we need to at some times. And this is a very simple, but it is a direct way, okay? So you can use it if that's the case, okay? So one more time, I disagree. Okay, so again, this is our direct way of doing it. And again, if you want to add per someone's name, you can. So let's just practice. I won't write it down, but you can remember from the last one. I disagree with Jen. Okay, one more time. I disagree with Jen. Okay, very good. Now, how do we do that in a more indirect way? How do we disagree indirectly? Okay, so this is one that a lot of you are going to use because there are times when we want to disagree, of course, but we want to be polite. We want to be light. Okay, so this is how you can do it. Okay. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. Okay, very good. One more time. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. Okay, nicely done. Okay, so that's again when we use this phrase here, I'm afraid. Okay, that's a softener, right? As we talked about before. I'm afraid I can't agree. Okay, so this is maybe it's a little bit lighter than I don't agree, right? Because I can't agree shows that maybe we can. Okay, but we're not there yet. Okay, so I'm afraid I can't agree with that, whatever that idea was. Okay, so that's very good phrases. First, one more time. I disagree. And one more time. I'm afraid I can't agree with that. And also last point is keep in mind my intonation and kind of a little hesitation there, which shows your indirectness. Okay? So when we want to disagree with someone, don't forget those things. Try to match my pacing and my intonation as well. And you'll be able to do that, no problem. Again, we're going to practice again in the practice section with different examples, but please get those down. We've got three language actions in this lesson. We've got how to give a suggestion, how to agree, and how to disagree. All right, so really good lesson here. We're going to move on to the second section of our meeting study section, and stay tuned for that video coming up next. And master these first, move on to the next lesson, and we'll get to some more important meeting language actions in the Nat 1 too. So good luck and good job on this one.